Did you know? It's popular today to tear down. It's popular today to try and destroy lives and families. It's trendy to rage against so-called injustices, when really, most people are just tearing down innocent people and destroying lives all in the name of a supposed good cause. Darkness is upset, and it wants to tear down God and everything God has, including God's people. Darkness wants to stir up trouble, tear everything down, and make everything look bad. Does what you're saying or doing look and sound like darkness? Are you upset and want to lash out at everyone? Do you want to tear down people instead of building them up? If so, quite possibly, you're on the wrong side. The atmosphere is loud and just wants to stir you up to be upset with it. It wants to stir you into a frenzy, to be mad at people, cut people off, turn against people, lash out, treat people mean, give in to old ways and old patterns. It wants you to be suspicious of people, question people's motives. It speaks lies about people and wants you to go along with it. It wants you to believe people are against you and want to harm you or hold you back from the good that you deserve. It's just looking for mindless, selfish followers and caters to your fears, insecurities, and your hurts. It's a liar and wants to convince you to believe its lies. Sadly, Christians everywhere are participating with this darkness that is ultimately against God. They are being swept up with the mob that wants to burn everything down. Have you been hurt? Have you been mistreated? Have you been wronged? Well, join us and let's burn this place down. We will show them. All over the world, leaders, men, women, pastors, families have been the target of this dark campaign, and many of them have taken the full brunt of this onslaught of destruction. Not all are innocent, of course, but I'm not talking about those that have done true wrong. I'm talking about the majority, whose only crime is that they truly love God or truly want to serve Him. We let our hurts and our disappointments become a hook to darkness and allow it to fester in us and cause us to be swept away by this mob of hostility. If we were alive in Jesus' day, we would be the ones yelling, "Crucify Him." And like I said, it's not even really against these people. It's really against God. The atmosphere is upset and wants God to look bad. It wants to hurt God. And if you are participating with this attitude or cause, then you are participating with darkness against God. You may think that it's just justice because you've been so wronged. But in reality, if you allow yourself to be connected to this kind of atmosphere, you are just participating with darkness against heaven. It's like when someone you know is upset, and they get you all upset about what they're upset about, even though you weren't even there. You don't even know the whole story, yet you are offended for them, caught up in their rage. It's the same now. The atmosphere is just upset and raging towards God, and it wants you to be upset too. And we blindly go along not knowing we don't have the full story. Even if your hurts are justified, don't be swept along with this rage against God that wants to tear down and make Him look bad. Don't let your hurts or your disappointments or offense become a connection to darkness. "I can't believe they did that. I can't believe they treated you that way. You deserve so much more. How dare them? You should make them pay." Be careful. It's the same darkness that crucified Jesus. Are you really sure you want to listen? You think you have a right? You think you're justified? Look at Jesus, who had every right to come off that cross and burn the whole place down. Instead, said, "Forgive them, God." Why? Because He was just so spiritual? No, He had to truly be free within to accomplish what He was about to accomplish. It wasn't about His right to be upset. It was about restoring honor to His Father. He had to let go of everything, be completely free within in order to restore the honor. We have the same choice. What's more important? Be upset, be right, be justified, lash out, prove our point, or restore honor? May there be a turning now in the heavens. May God start to restore these men and women, these leaders, these families, heal them of these attacks against them. Heal them of the hurt and restore them. May life start to return to people all over the world. But not just to them. They have taken the onslaught, sure. But more importantly, let honor start to be restored to God. All of these attacks are ultimately against Him. May honor to His name be restored today. May honor be restored to heaven. How much greater is it to really been hurt or really been wronged and yet choose to let it go? Choose to let something greater than hurt or bitterness fill us. Choose to build up instead of tearing down. Right now, in churches everywhere, people would start to pray in ways they haven't in a long time. To worship like we haven't worshiped in a while. To sing with a voice that's been buried far too long. To receive like we haven't received in a long, long time, or maybe never have. May your voice, your love, your worship be unleashed again and not be buried. That God would start to fan those smoldering embers back into a raging fire within. That God would reignite us. Reignite our hearts, set us ablaze so we can in turn send that honor right back towards heaven where it belongs. God, heal your people so we can blanket heaven with honor. Let the sound of worship and honor towards God be the response here on earth. Let it silence the dishonor. Let hearts be full of joy and the fullness of God erupt towards heaven. Let the atmosphere be restored with honor, with praise, with adoration. Let it drown out the negativity and the darkness. Today, let honor to God be restored in us, in this earth and in the heavens. Restore your people, yes. Heal them, yes. But more importantly, let honor be restored to your name, God. Remove the dishonor in us, and let your name be made great today.